Into the last few hours, Ryan, all set for what is possibly the biggest game ever in Niamh Colm Kills club history?
Yeah, Tom, we're looking forward to it, all right. We had a good week's training there, you know, and we're meeting tonight now at a 6:30 to go through a few more things, and we'll be ready to rock and roll come tomorrow evening, you know.
Yeah. I know. Obviously, winning Donegal was high on your agenda, in terms of one of your goals for the year in football. I'm not sure how high winning Ulster was.
Well, once we go over the line, I suppose, in Donegal, we said we'll give it our all, you know. And as I was saying, there's not much point in stopping now. Like, we'll go until we get beat. If we get beat, you know.
Yeah. And two good wins, two searching tests, I suppose, last week in the semi-final against Tattyrae, but first time out too against Ballymacue, the Cavan champions.
Yeah, there were two kind of different games. You know, Ballymacue were kind of set up more defensively, and Tattyrae were kind of more of attacking, you know. It was, which will probably stand us, you know, like if we go... We can kind of play anyway as well, like, you know, Tom. So we're looking forward to the challenge now tomorrow night, whatever they bring, you know.
Yeah. Ballinalech, the Fermanagh champions, your opponents, have you got much information on them, or have you heard much about them?
I've seen several DVDs at this stage, and I'm chatting with a few people here and there, you know, and they've formed the county players, the two Cullen brothers, Kieran Connor, and that young McBride fellow was called up to the Fermanagh panel this year, I believe, as well, and they've got a couple under 21s, you know. It'll be a massive task again, Tommy.
Yeah. Having said that, you know, your form has probably improved as the championship season went along, not only in Ulster but in Donegal as well, and you've got better and you've got stronger.
Yeah, from the junior final in Donegal, like every game so far, the Ballymacue game and the Tattyrae game, we have been improving, you know, and the forwards are starting to click now again, which is very positive, you know. We just seem to be hitting form at the right time, Tom.
And, of course, you got the big bonus last week. I know you did mention to us on Friday evening when you were speaking to us ahead of the game that you were fingers crossed that Michael Lynch would come through. He came through and played a vital role. Is Michael fit for tomorrow evening's game?
Yeah, everyone's fit again, Tom, for tomorrow night. Yeah. Michael got the cast off there. I suppose was it last week, you know, he got the pins out and he got the all clear from the fizzy, you know, Eddie. So we've a clean bill of health for tomorrow night, and we're raring to go, you know.
And how has this week gone? Have you done much, or is there much you can do this time of year?
I suppose just be getting the players regrouped, I suppose, and getting, you know, just doing your homework and getting the matchups right now this week, you know, for the game tomorrow with a tight mustache, I suppose, Monday night, and just we're kind of working on a few things then last night up in Castleflan, you know. We've been training up in Castleflan, which has been great to have, you know, and we thank Castleflan Club very much for that, you know.
And of course, the game has been switched to Celtic Park, a venue you know well from last week, and you've got a few runouts on it in practice and training sessions as well.
Yeah, we got a few runouts on it. All right, time the game last week was in there as well. You know, but as you were saying earlier, like, that's not really one you give a football, you know. Yeah. We'll still have to perform well. And if we do perform well, hopefully we're not too far away come 8:00.
I know from speaking to you right through the season, there is a feeling that this team is good enough and is a strong junior side, maybe good enough to play intermediate football, and an Ulster title now would certainly be a nice end to the season.
Well, I definitely would, Tom. Like, as me and my group during the week, we were just saying, like, if 1-20 performs and get to the levels that we can get to, Tom, you know, we shouldn't be far away, but we'll not be looking past this game, obviously, you know.